We are standing here in the exhibition hall of the Chabad Library. The library that contains over a quarter of a million old and rare books and manuscripts that was gathered by the Rebbes of Chabad over the generations. It's not open for the public library. We do not lend books, and it's not made for reading books. It's a research library, where researchers that are looking for a specific book they cannot find anywhere else, coming in to the small reading room we have, checking in the catalog on the computer if we have that specific book, and if they find it there, they would fill out a form and ask the librarian to bring it up to them. They should be able to check in it. If they would need a copy of a few pages, the librarian would copy it for them. But it's only for researchers. It's not for the general public. Still, everyone wants to come in and see the special items that are kept in this holy and rare library. For this cause, we open this exhibition hall, where every year or two, we select a subject and we prepare an exhibition related to that subject. This present exhibition contains exhibits of old and rare books and manuscripts that was published in the earliest 100 years since the foundation of the Hebrew print. The earliest dated Hebrew book that was published, that was printed, is in the date of 1475. So we present here books and fragments of books that was printed in the earliest 100 years since 1475 and until 1574. We also have here manuscripts that was written much earlier than that. We are also exhibiting here some manuscripts of the Talmud, or the Rif, Rav Alfes, or Sidurim, prayer books that was written on parchment much earlier than the period of printing. All these single pages, if they are pages of books that was printed in the earliest years of printing, or if they are manuscript that was written much earlier than the period of printing, we found in the binding of books that was published in the 1600, in the 16th century. In those days, they still didn't have cardboards to bind books with them. They sometimes, when they wanted to bind a book, they took an old book that they don't need anymore. They took out some pages of it, they pasted them together with glue, and they formed from that as a cardboard to bind the books with them. When we cataloged in this library the books that was published in the 16th century, we sometimes found in the binding pages of books that was published in the 15th century, or even if it was written much earlier than the period of the printing. We carefully took out that pages, and part of that pages are exhibited in this exhibition. The exhibitions in this exhibition are divided into 14 categories. Each category is presented in a separate showcase. So therefore, maybe we shall go from showcase to showcase and explain what is the category and what are the items that are so special that are presented and exhibited in this specific showcase. In this first showcase are exhibited the earliest prints of the Tanakh, Torah Nevi'im Ktuvim, that was published in the earliest 100 years of the Hebrew book. Exhibited here is the Nevi'im that was published in Sonsino in the year of 1486. With the Pirush of Radak, Rabbi David Kimchi, one of the greatest commentaries on Baalei Dikduk, lived in France in the 13th century. Sonsino is one of the earliest large print houses of Hebrew book. It was founded by the family of Nachmias in the year of 1483. And in 1486, they have published this book of Nevi'im to the Pirush of Radak. Aside to it, we have here the Megillat Esther with a commentary of Rabbi Yitzhak Arama, the Baal Akedat Yitzhak, published in Kushta in the year of 1518. After the expulsion of Jews from Spain in 1492, many of them settled in the city of Kushta. Some of them opened print houses there, Hebrew print houses. This is one of the Sforim that was published in Kushta in 1518. But the main set of Torah Nevi'im Ktuvim that was published in a large scale with the Targum Onkelos, with the Pirush Rashi, and with the basic commentaries, including the Mesorah Gdola and Mesorah Ktana, that was the text and the Nikud of each word in the Tanakh by the Geonim that lived in Tveria over 1,000 years ago. So this Tanakh set is called Mikraot Gdolot, a large set of Tanakh. It was published by the print house of Daniel Bomberg in Venice. He opened in Venice the print house in the year of 1517 or 16. And this was the largest print house for Hebrew books. He himself wasn't Jewish, but it was a print house for Jewish books with a large scale selling it to Jews throughout the world. Here is exhibited the Tehillim and Mishlei of this first set, published in the year of 1518. And aside is exhibited the Torah that he has published in the year of 1525. But this is the large scale books of Mikhail Talat. At the same time, they used to publish a very small packet size of the Tanakh. We have here exhibited a small size, packet size, of the Sefer Yirmiyahu, published in Paris in the year of 1544-45, the whole set in many volumes, all in small scale, without Onkelos, without Rashi, without any commentaries, just the Tanakh itself. This is some samples of the earliest print of the Tanakh. But here was also exhibited a page written on parchment, part of Sefer Torah, a very ancient Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah that we found in a binding of a book, this Holy Sefer Torah, they made out of it a binding for books. In Halakha, when a Sefer Torah gets old and not able to fix it anymore and to use it, it has to be buried together with Talmidei Chachamim when they pass away. So holy to make out of it a binding. It looks like it fell into the hands of a non-Jew that was working on a bindery of books. And he decided to slice it and make out of it pages, to paste together with other pages and to form out of it a binding for books. We found it in the book that was published in the 16th century. They didn't have them cardboards, so they would use anything to make a binding of it. These are some samples of the first showcase for the early prints of the Tanakh. In this second showcase are exhibited the earliest prints of the Talmud Bavli in the first 100 years of the Hebrew print. One can see here the development of the Talmud, how it was written since close to 1,000 years ago, and till the final print, less than 500 years ago, that set the Tzurat HaDaf, the format of the paging of our Talmud, that all other prints till today are using the same setting of the pages of the Talmud. So let's start with the first one that was written on parchment many years, hundreds of years before the Hebrew print was ever found. The Rambam writes that he saw a Talmud that was written on parchment about 500 years ago, and he checked in it the text of the Talmud in the places that he had a question, what is the correct version. The writing of the Talmud ended in about year 500. Over 1500 years ago. The Rambam was about 850 years ago. And he saw a Talmud written on parchment 500 years earlier, which is about 100, 150 years after the completion of the writing of the Talmud. We have here a page of the Talmud written on parchment. Here in the library we have three pages of the Talmud written on parchment. One of them is exhibited here, that we found in a binding of a book that was published in the 16th century. In those days they already had printed Talmud. They didn't need so much the old written on parchment. So they used the parchment to form out of it a binding for a book that was published in the 16th century. Near it we have a page of the Talmud with a Rashi commentary around it, copied on a page of paper about 600 years ago, in the 14th century, in the 15th century. Then we have near it the earliest print of Talmud that was published in Spain in the year of 1482 and on. It's a very, very rare book. There's not even one copy of the whole set of the Talmud that was published then. Only parts of it in some libraries. In this library we have 17 pages of this edition. One of them is presented, exhibited in this showcase. About 2 years later, they have started to publish the Talmud in Italy, in the city of Sonsino, and then continued in the city of Pizarro. We have here exhibited one of the pages, the first volume, Brachot, that was published in Sonsino, and the volume of the continuation of it that was published in Pizarro in the year 1511. In the Masechet Brachot, on the last page, there is a colophon that says that they finished publishing this volume in the year of Gemara, which is Reish Mem Daled, which is 1484. And this page of the, with the colophon is exhibited here. We found it in a binding of a book that was published in the 16th century. They had already nicer Talmud, and they didn't need the old Talmud that was published in Sonsino. And that's why they used these pages to form out of it a binding for the book that was published in the 16th century. In those years they had already the nice publication of the Talmud by Daniel Bomberg in Venice. He opened a very large print house, printed many books in the period of close to 3 years. Several times he published in the Talmud, the Tanakh, and many others for him. This Talmud was really worked on, comparing to other manuscripts to get the correct setting, published with Rashi and Tosfot around in a nice print, and then in this Talmud that he printed the whole set three times, this was the forming of the Tzurat HaDaf, the paging format for the Talmud in all other prints until today. So we have here an exhibition of the formation of the Talmud since close to 1,000 years ago, when they would write the Talmud on parchment, and till the final print of the Bomberg Talmud that is forming the paging of the Talmud in all future prints until today. In this third showcase of the exhibition are exhibited commentaries on Torah, Tanakh, and Talmud that was published in the earliest years of the Hebrew print. The greatest commentary on Tanakh and on Talmud is the famous Rashi, Rabbi Shlomo Yitzchaki, that lived close to 1,000 years ago in France. Usually, his commentaries on Torah, on Tanakh, and Talmud are published together with the Torah and the Tanakh and the Talmud on the page, around the text, or on the bottom of the text. But in the earliest years of the Hebrew print, they have published the commentary of Rashi and Chumash and Torah as a separate volume. This is actually the earliest dated Hebrew book printed ever. It was printed in Rio de Calabria in the year of 1475. In the same year, they founded a print house in Mantua in Italy. One of the earliest books they published there is a commentary of Ralbach, Rabbi Levi ben Gershom, on Torah. About 10 years later, they have opened a print house in the city of Napoli in Italy. Two of the basic commentaries on Torah and Chumash is the one of the Eben Ezra, Rabbi Avraham Eben Ezra, that was born in France about 900, he lived about 900 years ago. And the second one is the Ramban, Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman, that lived about 700 years ago in Spain. They both wrote commentaries on Chumash, on the Torah, and they were both published in Napoli. The Eben Ezra was published in the year of 1488, and the Ramban was published in the year of 1490. So we have here four volumes exhibited of the earliest years, which is called Incunabula, that was published between the year of 1475 and 1490, commentary on the Torah. Rashi wrote the commentary on the whole Talmud. In those years, when they published a book they didn't have yet the front page illustrated printed. They would leave the front page empty and they would start printing from the other side. So was with the Talmud that they have published in Spain in the year of 1482. One wanted to copy for himself the Rashi and the Masechet Menachot. He didn't have paper to write it on. But he had in his possession the Talmud, the Masechet Chagigah, that was published in Spain in 1482. So he copied part of the Rashi and Menachot on that empty blank front page of the Masechet Chagigah as presented, as exhibited in this exhibition. In that print, they printed the Talmud only with Rashi, without the Tosfot. Somebody wanted to copy for himself the Tosfot, so he copied it on a separate booklet. One of the pages is exhibited in this showcase. So we have here a showcase that is exhibiting the commentaries on Torah and on Talmud. The earliest years of incunable law and some manuscript copies of the Rashi and Tosfot and the Talmud. In this fourth showcase is exhibited the Sefer of the Rif, Hilchos Rav Alfas, that was written by Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi in the earliest period of the Rishonim, close to 1,000 years ago, in Morocco, in Spain and Morocco. That's the most basic Sefer Halacha written on Talmud. In each sugya, in each portion, he would copy the summary of the Talmud and that sugya, and then he would summarize and come to conclusion halacha l'maaseh in every detail. Much earlier than the Hebrew print, they would study the Rif in written form, copies written on paper or parchment. Here is exhibited a page of Hilchos Rav Alfas written on parchment that we found in the binding of one of the books that was published in the 16th century. The earliest print of the Rif is in Kushta in the year of 1519. Usually, the Rif itself is published in the center, and around it you have Rishonim commentary that are explaining the Rif. In the back of each Masechet, you have the Mordechai, as you see here. The first page is the end of the Mordechai on the previous Masechet, and then comes the Rif on this Masechet. And afterward, in the end of each Masechet, comes the Tosefta on that Masechet. Today, the Rif and the commentaries and the Mordechai and the Tosefta are coming together with each Masechet, printed together. But in the early prints, they were printed in a separate set called Hilchos Rav Alfas. The next period was the largest print houses was in Venice, where they have published a large scale of the Hilchos Halachos twice that we are presenting here. One is published by the print of Bomberg in Venice in the year of 1522, and one is published in the print of Bragadin in Venice in the year of 1552. But then happened something which was very changing the attitude of learning if by Jewish scholars. In the year of 1551, Tuvia Poa opened a print house in Saviolita. In the year of 1553, 2 years later, he started printing a Talmud in this print house. But in the end of that year, came out a decree from the Pope that you're not allowed to level the Talmud since there are published ideas against their belief, and therefore they should burn all the Talmud books that are in Italy. And whoever will be found in his house a copy of the Talmud, he will severely be punished. Tuvia Poa stopped printing the Talmud and he started right away printing the Rif, the Hilchos Halachos. The decree didn't say that you're not allowed to learn Halachos. So here we have the Halachos that was published then in Saviolita in the year of 1514. Usually the Rif is published in large format. Several years later, in 1558, there was opened a print house in Riva de Trento, where they published the Rif in somewhat smaller scale. So here is some samples of the Rif, which is the most basic halachic book written on Talmud from the period that they would write it and copy it on parchment much earlier than the period of the Hebrew book printed until the last edition that we show here printed in Riva de Trento in the year 1518. In this fifth showcase of this exhibition are displayed the Sforim of the Rambam, the earliest prints printed in the first 100 years of the Hebrew print. In the end of the 15th century, the period of incunabulous Sforim, the largest print house was in Sonsino. They have printed part of the Talmud, they have printed the Tanakh, and many other Sforim, including the Rambam. We have here in the library some 20, over 20 pages of that edition of the Rambam. One of them is exhibited in this showcase. The Rambam was then published by itself without the commentaries that was written over the generations on the Rambam. The next generation, the largest print house for printing Hebrew books, was in Venice by Bomberg. He published the Tanakh, the whole Talmud, several times, and also the Rambam that he had published in the year of 1524. Then he published the commentaries around the Rambam, as we see in the center is the Rambam, and around it are the commentaries that was written on the Rambam. That was printed in a large scale to sell it to Jews around the world. And that was enough for the next 25 years. 25 years later, Bomberg wasn't so active in printing. In Venice, then, there was two large print houses for Hebrew books. One was by Pragadin, and one was by Yushtinyan. All three are not Jewish, but they had a print house that was made specially for the Jews, for the Jewish books. They both printed the Rambam in the same year of 1550. Pragadin and Yushtinyan. Between them, they were rivals. And then happened something that made a big sturm in the Jewish world. Then there was a Rabbi Meir of Padve, Maharam Mipadve. He wrote some commentary on the Rambam, and he also checked the text of the Rambam according to the first prints and according to manuscripts. And he was publishing it in the print house of Bragadin. Yushtinyan found out about it. He stole the comments, the commentary, the Hagarot of Maharam Mipadve. He printed the Rambam by himself with this Hagarot, and he started selling it all over the world for a cheaper price than Bragadin. There was the great Pesach Dramo, who wrote the Hagarot and Shulchan Aruch, and many others for him. He gave out them a ban that no one is allowed to buy the Rambam of Yushtinyan. Everyone should buy only the Rambam of Bragadin, since Yushtinyan stole the Hagarot of Rameh Mepadve, and he printed them against his will with the publication that here is the Rambam with the Hagarot of Maharam Mipadve. Here are exhibited both editions of the Rambam side by side. That was enough for the next 25 years. 25 years later, in the year of 1574, came out a very special edition of the Rambam. Then lived in Tzfat Rabbi Yosef Mikau, Rabbi Yosef Kau, the author of the Shulchan Aruch. He wrote a commentary on the Rambam called Kesef Mishneh. again corrected the text of the Rambam according to manuscripts in Israel and according to the first prints. He sent it together with his commentary, Kesef Mishneh, again to Venice to publish it there. The new edition with his commentary, which means that in addition to the commentaries that was already published in the earlier print, like the Magid Mishneh and the Migdal Oz and others, side by side comes his commentary of Kesef Mishneh. The Rambam is in the middle, on one side is Magid Mishneh, on the other side is the Kesef Mishneh, and on the bottom is the Migdal Oz and the Haggadot Maimonides. So we see here the development of the printing of the Rambam starting 49 and ending in 1574. In this sixth showcase, I exhibited the earliest prints of the Turim and Shulchan Aruch. They are the two basic Sforim in Halacha that is being learned till today as the basic Sforim in Halacha. After the Rambam, that lived about 850 years ago, a few generations later lived Rabbi Yaakov Bala Turim, the son of the Rosh. He lived first in Germany and then he moved to Spain. And he wrote a Sefer Halacha and all the Halachot that is contemporary also in our times. He called the Sefer Turim. He divided it to four volumes, which he called four columns. Columns in Hebrew is Turim. That was the main Sefer Halacha was learned there, and it was published and printed there again and again in many places. We have here exhibited the Turim that was published in Wadi al-Hajara in Spain in the year of 1480. We have here the Turim that was published in Portugal around the year of 1490. We have here the Turim that was published in Kushta around the year of 1500. It says in the colophon what year it was, but it's not clear there if it means 1494 or 1504. It's exhibited here the Turim that was published in Fez, Morocco, in the year of 1520. It's exhibited here the Turim that was published in Krakow, in Poland, in the year of 1539. All these editions is only the Sefer of the Turim by itself, without the commentaries around it that was written and published later. In that period, lived in Sfas in Israel, Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Bet Yosef. He is called Bet Yosef since he wrote the Pirush and the Turim, which he called Bet Yosef. When he finished writing that, he sent it to print together with the Turim in Venice, published in 1550, as exhibited here. And this was the base for writing the conclusions of Halacha in the summarized book of Shulchan Aruch. He finished the Shulchan Aruch and he sent it to print in the year of 1565. And since then, it was published many times and being constantly published till today. Sometimes it would be published in the same year, in the same place, in two formats. As we see here, the Shulchan Aruch was published in the year of 1574 in a regular size and then in a packet size. In the same time when Rabbi Yosef Karo was the greatest posek in the among the Sfardim, he lived in Israel, and the same time the greatest posek for in the countries of the Ashkenazim, in Poland, lived the Rama, Rabbi Moshe Isserlich. He went in the footsteps of the Beit Yosef. First, he wrote a commentary on the Tour, and the Beit Yosef, he called it Darkei Moshe. There, he sometimes argued with the Beit Yosef, and sometimes he added the minhagim of the Ashkenazim that is not brought in the Beit Yosef, which is as far. After he wrote that Beit Yosef, he also wrote Hagaot and the Shulchan Aruch and the summarized book of Halachot and Shulchan Aruch. He wrote the Hagaot of how the Ashkenazim are concluding the Halacha and the Minhag. This Darkei Moshe was not published yet then. It was written and learned from a written copy. As you see here, the Darkei Moshe and the Shulchan Aruch and the Turim in manuscript. Parallel to Rabbi Moshe Isserlich, lived then in Poland also Rabbi Shlomo Luria, famous as the Maharshal. This too was the greatest poskim in the Ashkenazic countries in that generation. He also wrote commentary and Hagaot to the Turim. Actually, that was never published as a book for itself till our generation. But in the next generation, there was written some commentaries on the Turim. One is called Bayit Chadash, Bach, one is called Prisha and Drisha, and they had a copy of the written Maharshal. And they copied in their commentaries all the Hagaot that the Maharshal is writing at the Turim. So we have here the development of the Turim Shulchan Aruch starting in Spain in the year of 1480 and ending in Venice in 1574. This seventh showcase is exhibiting the early prints of Sifrei Halacha, starting with the Rosh, Rabbeinu Osher. He lived about 750 years ago in Germany and then in Spain. He wrote the Pirush Halacha on the Talmud, based on the Rif of Ahilchos Ralphus. In every portion, in every sugya, he quotes first what the Rif says, and then he comes to a conclusion, halacha lemaaseh. He brings from other poskim, and he comes to the conclusion. Actually, he's one of the three pillars on what the Shulchan Aruch is based. The Beit Yosef writes in his introduction that he brings all poskim, but mainly he builds the halacha on three pillars: Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi, the Rambam, and the Rosh. Rosh is always printed with the Gemara in the end of the Gemara, including the first edition of the Rosh, that it was published in 1522, together with the Gemara that Bomberg printed in Venice. But this Rosh we have in the library is a very unique copy. Strangely, we have the whole Rosh together, separately, not with the Gemara, just the Rosh of each Maseches altogether. The Rosh was probably printed with the Gemara, with the Talmud in Venice, in all three editions that Bomberg published. The copy in our library has part of this print, part of that print, but it's a collection of the Rosh and the whole Talmud, separated of the Talmud. Obviously, it was done after the Gzeira by the Pope in 1953, that no one in the country is allowed to have a Talmud in his house and learn Talmud. Each one that will a copy of a Talmud will be found in his house will be severely punished. When they came to take away the Talmud from one of the houses, he knew that the Seder is only on the Talmud, not on the Rosh. What did he do? He separated the Rosh for each Talmud Maseches and he kept it for himself. The Talmud himself, they took away in the ground. He couldn't do nothing about it. So this is a copy of the Rosh that is exhibited in this showcase. Actually, before the Rosh was even printed, it was printed in 1522. 11 years earlier, in Kushte, there was published a Sefer Kitzur Piskei HaRosh, a summary of the Psukim of the Rosh written, collected by his son, Rabbi Yaakov Baal HaTur, that wrote the Sefer Arbo HaTur. It was published in Kushte in the year of Reish Ayin Hei, 1515, about 7 years earlier than the Rosh. In his generation of the Torah, right after the Rosh, there was several poskim that wrote Sforim and Halachot. The Turim became the main source for the Halacha, and he pushed aside the other poskim. But still, the other poskim was the daily poskim in that generation, and their Sforim are being learned till today. So here, let's start here what is exhibited here, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, that was published in Kushte Reish Ayin Vov, 1 year after the Piskei HaRosh, Kitzur Piskei HaRosh. Rabbeinu Yerucham was a Talmud of the Rosh. He called his Sefer Toldot Adam V'Chava. But usually, when he is quoted in Sifrei HaPoskim, they call the Sefer Rabbeinu Yerucham, and the name of the author, not so much the name that he called the book. In the same generation, there was a Pesach called Aharon of Lunim. He wrote a sefer, Orchot Chaim. Orchot Chaim is the way of life, collection of all halachot and minhag. Actually, he wrote it in two mahadurot. The first mahadura, he wrote, he lived in the south of France till the year of 1306. Then he was exiled from France and he settled in Ie Mallorca near Spain. He wrote the Sefer of Orchot Chaim in two versions. The first one he wrote while living in South France, and then when he came to Ie Mallorca, he corrected it and added, which is Amadura Batra, final version. The printed Orchot Chaim is actually the first version. They didn't have the second version. But so many places in the Poskim, when they quote him from the second version. They had a manuscript of the second version. Here we have a manuscript of the Orchot Chaim. We found it in one of the bindings of one of the books that was published in the 16th century. About 20 pages. Here is exhibited one of them from the second version. And it looks like it was written in his generation, much earlier than the period of the Hebrew print. In the same time, there was another Pesach that wrote a similar sefer called Kolbo. Kolbo means everything is in it. It's the whole collection of halachot and minhag. This sefer Kolbo was printed already much earlier. It was printed in Napoli in the year of 1490. And so we have here other story that was written in that generation and published in this